Waking Marshall Walker is a short film about a man who owns a vineyard. His wife has died, he's depressed, unable to remember things, and after several caregivers quit, his daughter is frustrated.
What would you say if I sell the vineyard?
Sell the vineyard?
It's getting a little tough for me to manage on my own. I get a smaller place, you know, in the city, closer to you and to Bill.
What?
Or come with me to New Zealand. You know, for harvest.
No, Dad, no, this is just, that's not going to fix anything. I can't be mom for you, all right? I am not mom.
If you're a fan of Grey's Anatomy, you might recognize the voice of Sarah Drew, better known as Dr. April Kepner. She's had that role for 5 years, thanks in part to University of Virginia drama professor Richard Warner.
He really taught me to put myself fully in the shoes of the person that I was playing and use my imaginary life to create the reality of what this character was going through.
It's been a decade since he directed her in several plays and coached her before an important audition.
I had the happy pleasure of seeing her take her first dive into Shakespeare. I am telling you, I've never seen anybody do it as naturally. And that led to one of her big breaks. She went up into Juliet at the McCarter Theater.
That regional theater in Princeton often gets attention from critics in New York. The Times gave Drew rave reviews. So did Variety.
Before I even graduated from UVA, I already had an agent.
When the show closed, Drew returned to Charlottesville, to friends and classmates Giorgio Litt and Tom Canalicchio, two guys who could write and promote. Some years later, they crafted the script for Waking Marshall Walker, casting Warner, who had performed off-Broadway and on soap operas, as the dad, and Sarah Drew as his daughter. The two were delighted to be working together again.
What I always tell my students is that acting is very much like free-falling. You need to just take that leap and trust the people around are going to catch you. So what I did was I say, here's all I've got for you, Sarah. I'm just going to take a leap. And boy, did she catch me.
Her character also comes to the rescue after Marshall attempts suicide, taking an overdose of medication. Early in the film, his caretaker finds him.
Mr. Walker, you didn't answer your evening check-in call. Fall asleep watching your favorite program.
She calls paramedics and the daughter, who jumps in her car, then gets on the phone again to speak directly to her comatose father.
Hi, Dad. This is crazy. I know you probably can't even hear me. I can't stop thinking about our last conversation.
The film was shot at a vineyard in Northern California. Litt and Canalicchio needed a special effect to lure Marshall back from the brink of death, and they figured they'd do something in editing. But then, Warner says, something remarkable happened.
We went out to Mariposa and had a weekend, and it was a delightful weather, and we woke up the first morning and it had snowed.
The producers took that as a sign, and they're now busy helping the gods to promote their effort, hoping it leads to a feature-length film or TV series. The movie's making the rounds of film festivals, and the three UVA alums and their professor hope it will be shown at the Virginia Film Festival this fall. I'm Sandy Houseman.